How fast did that go? How much could you do in a day?
Well, depending on how hard you wanted to work.
Oh.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. That's something I don't know too much about. I've seen lots of those old fences, but I never did build none.
Mm-hmm.
They passed out when I was a kid. In other words, they passed out when barbed wire come in.
I see.
Just before I was born.
I guess the ones that you see nowadays, are they just for decoration?
Yes, for decoration. That's all there is to it. Something showing about the old times, all the rail fences in nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you ever see fences around here? Sometimes people would have them in their front yards or maybe around their garden. They'd usually be painted white. Not as big and sturdy as a rail fence, you know.
What you mean, what's called a fencing plank fence?
A fencing plank fence?
Yeah.
Is that, let's see.
That's where you put up 2, 3, and 4 of them planks about that wide, you know. Nailed from post to post, called a fencing plank fence.
Mm-hmm. Well, now,
and now there's another one. You put up them posts, and you put up a 2x6 on the top and 2x4 on the bottom, and you nail those paling fences, and there, some of them are red, some of them are white. You nail them to them boards, you see. They're called picket fences.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Now, you get over in East Texas, you, in the pine woods down there, you find those places down there. I don't think so much of it now. It used to when hogs run out down there. You'd find a field fence or what they called a picket fence, split white oak pickets.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd have a post in the ground about every 7-8 feet. And they'd have a split rail nailed on the top and a split one nailed on the bottom. And they had those split pickets. They were from a 1/2 inch to 1 inch thick and about 4 or 6 inches wide. And whatever length you wanted, all the way from 4 to whatever height you wanted, 5 or 6 feet, 7.
Mm-hmm.
Put up all the way around. They didn't have no wire. There wasn't no hog law there. You could run your hogs out, you had to fence your hogs out. The man that owned the hog, he run it free, and you had to keep it out of your crop if you wanted the crop.
I see.
And that's where it used to be, here in East Texas too. But they finally got up what's called the hog law, stopped that. I think it's pretty well that way all over East Texas now, hog law everywhere.
Yes, sir.
I think it is, but I don't know. It may not be. A lot of it probably isn't still yet.
Well, have you ever seen any fences or walls around here made out of loose stone or rock?
Not here, I haven't, in this county. But I have in West Texas seen them made out of rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Called a wall, a rock fence.
A rock fence.
Yeah.
And you see those in West Texas, you say?
Yeah. When I was a kid, 65 years ago, we'd go out west, out there, I'd see lots of it.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Let me ask,
that's the way, you see, they're down on rails out there, and all they have is them rock, and you spent time hauling them rock, you see, and stacking them, making that fence.
Mm-hmm.
They were stacked one on top of the other, that's the way they could stack them, make those fences, turn the cattle off and the crops. But that's for the days of wire.
I see. Yeah. You were talking a minute ago about a turning plow and a middle buster.
Uh-huh.
Were there other types of plows besides those? Or were
them were them old time walking plows that you plowed the land with, a turning plow and a middle buster. You worked one or two mules to them.
Uh-huh.
And those busters, you generally had to work about 3 to them because they were harder to pull. There was a turning plow on each, just like a turning plow on the one on each side.